No!
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 What?
Because I was married for 2 fucking years!
You're a cunt, Ryan.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
Fuck you, cunt.
You're a cunt, Ryan.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Hello. Hello, love.
Hello.
You're listening to another episode of No, Sir, I Don't Like It.
No, sir, I don't like it.
Please, sir, can I have some more?
That's Brian Vokey.
And you're,
Who am I?
Fuck.
Come on, you can do it.
I don't got it. Who are you?
Carmen Morales.
Carmen Morales.
Very good, Brian. Very good. Mm-hmm. And we have a special guest today, and our special guest is Mr. Eric Lampa.
Oh, hello, guys.
Hey.
A French, British, now American.
Yeah, I'm actually more American than British because of Brexit. But because of Brexit, I'm now not British.
Really?
There's nothing you can do. Because of your voice, you will always be British.
Which is really, really annoying because like, I'm legally French, like passport and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I've got the green card, so I'm a legal resident of the United States. But I don't have any paperwork for being British because we never needed it.
Wow.
Isn't that weird?
That How is long weird. Did you live in England?
Since I was 12.
Like, 12 years old?
Yeah.
Well, 12 to when?
12, 13 till last year, 29.
Wow.
So long time. Half of my family's British, but...
So you could get it together, right?
No, citizenship? So like my mum's French. So if my mum was English, I could get paperwork like that. But because it's my dad, for some reason, dads get less rights. Mm. And so I'd have to prove that he's my real dad.
That's feminism and hard work right there.
Right?
Yeah.
That's bloody like, women. That's like unbelievable.
It's like a Jewish thing too, right? It's like you're only Jewish if your mom's
that's
Jewish.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. You're only British if your mom's British.
Yeah. It's almost like a religion out there.
We
eat different things on different days.
Isn't there the Church of England? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah.
You got your own.
I don't really pay attention to religions, but yeah.
British. He's British.
In case anyone hasn't picked up on it. Well, Mr. Lampere, the premise of the show is we talk about stuff we don't like. Is there anything you have on your mind that you don't like right now?
I get to travel quite a lot, and I just see these people standing on the conveyor belts, right?
The people movers?
The people movers. That's not the right term, is it?
Moving sidewalks.
Moving sidewalks. You know, like they take you from one terminal to another.
Yeah.
And there's people that just choose to stand on it rather than use it to walk.
I always like walking on it because then it makes me feel like I have like a slight superpower. Right? Yeah, it feels fun. Great. It feels good to walk fast.
The only exceptions are disabled people, old people, or if the conveyor takes you through like a jungle where there's lots of things to see and stuff, right?
Wow.
But like from one like terminal to another, there's fucking nothing. Walk. I hate them. I hate them. I mean,
you feel the same way about escalators too? Or is it just...
No, because that's an upward, so that's more exercise. And so now like not only disabled old people, but anyone that's...
But if the conveyor belt wasn't there, they would already be doing that amount of walking as it is.
Right.
It shouldn't be eliminating the amount you walk. It should be making you walk faster.
That's the purpose. It's not like it's not to help you if you're tired. It's literally just to help you. Oh, look, there's a long way to walk between one terminal and another. So we'll help you. You still have to walk though. They're an amazing piece of shit. I mean, I fucking hate them. And they look around. They look around like they're having a bloody good time. You're not having a good time.
There's nothing there. It's a terminal.
There's nothing to see. Move.
Yeah. I like to walk next to them on the regular carpet and pretend I'm racing them. And so I just keep shooting looks to them to the left and breathing heavy and keep looking at them and try to walk faster than. And then when I let them beat me at the very end, and then I'm just like, "Woo! I almost had you there. Good one. Good game." And then I slap them on the ass.
That's a good dad joke there, Bri.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, I don't slap people on the ass.
Right.
But the other part, yeah, I do that. I love fucking with people.
Yeah, it's good fun fucking with people, and it's good fun having a good time with conveyor belts. But mm-hmm. Don't just stand on it. Have different, you know, walk the other way around. Like walk literally against the flow. That's a bit of fun.
Against the flow.
Yeah.
That's the name of your autobiography. Eric Lampere. Against the flow.
Or if I drop a rap album.
They call Eric the tampon because he's against the flow.
That's
It sounded more like gangster flow when you said that.
Against the flow.
He's a gangster flow.
He's a gangster flow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't mind the flow tampon.
No?
Yeah, I'm a useful product for ladies. And
actually, you're a luxury.
Yes, that's right.
You're a luxury.
I cost a little bit more than razors. Yeah, yes, please.
You heard that?
Because razors are expensive.
Yeah, they're already insanely expensive for tight shreds of metal that are sharpened. Yeah.
No, sir, I don't like that. I think it should be bloody just a normal item.
Yeah.
It is a luxury item. Just grow a beard.
Yeah, yes, women, folk, listening to this. How dare you have your monthly cycles?
In all fairness, it is an inconvenience. So.
It is
a luxury to not have to bleed all over yourself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, come on. Come on now. It should be a lot
cheaper. If it was an inconvenience, God wouldn't have designed you that way. So you're against God now?
Well, no, it's not. It's first of all, why are you bringing God?
So he's against the flow and you're against. No, I'm kidding. I'm making a little funny over here.
Are you?
I don't think your menstrual cycle.
Yeah, are you? Are you making a funny? I didn't hear anyone laugh.
Yes, no. Oh.
Not even listeners, and I have very good hearing. I can hear into the future.
I'm not interested in laughs. That's not what I'm after.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
I've seen your gigs, and I believe you.
Yeah. I'm just holding a lamp. Like, what's that guy's name? Diogenes, the Greek philosopher.
Very nice comedy. Come on. See, that's a funny. Take notes.
Did you hear what I said?
Oh, yeah. Puns. That's real LA shit. That's good. That's good.
Hey, yeah, puns. He's back to him now.
Oh, yeah.
You'll go far in LA with those puns. Not really a joke, is it? It's just mashing up
true.
A word.
Yeah. Lazy.
Lazy.
Actually, you know what? Let's double the price of tampons now.
I'm saying it's a luxury for us to not bleed all over ourselves. You know?
Yeah,
we don't have to jam anything in there or to stop it. But you guys won't fuck us if our jeans are bloody. So.
I know a lady who just collects all of her menstrual blood and then dumps them into her garden. And then she has an herbal garden and then she sells the herbs. And they're like special herbs because it's got like lady blood in them.
And she advertises it like that. Like she,
yeah,
she
yeah, they know. Like, she has a little blood. Stand in the farmer's market.
It'd be funny if she just didn't. She just got off on it. She's like, yeah, you're eating my... You're eating my menstrual blood.
How's that pasta sauce? Huh?
Yeah.
That oregano is... No, the oregano. Not
I know, but still, of all things to pick.
Or the oregano. Oregano.
Oregano, actually.
The oregano is filled with my fucking pussy blood. No, I don't know why she would say that. That was weird.
It was weird.
Your face changed as well. I mean, your face got really, like, devilish.
Yeah, evil pussy blood.
You know when Bilbo wants that ring back from Frodo? Just that brief one-second scream... I just saw that in your face. Yeah.
When you said Bilbo, you reminded me of the funniest British interaction I've ever had in my life.
And I thought you said Bill Burr. I was like, I don't remember Bilbo.
The way, because there was an O.
Bill Burr of the Shire.
There's like so many extra vowels in that Bilbo. The way you guys say that. But one time I was in Sheffield in England, and I'm going to say what the guy said in a normal American accent first. He asked me if I was fond of the Bonzo Dog Doo-Dah Band, which is a prog rock band from England in the 70s. But he said, hey, mate, you fond of the Bonzo Doo-Dah Dog Band? And I was like, what the fuck did you just say to me? And he goes, Bonzo Doo-Dah Band, you fancy him?
Oh, I'm hearing it, and it's music to my ears.
Yeah, it was... The funniest, and so the rest of the tour we were on, we were just going up to people going, do you like the Bonzo Doo-Dah Dog Band?
But it's like that is our equivalent of like, are you fond of the Doo-Wah-Doo-Bah Band? You know, like back in wherever that state was, like Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
like, oh, because is Cockney like your Southern accent?
Cockney.
That wasn't Cockney.
Yeah. Cockney's London. Mm. That was Sheffield, which is like up north. And Northerners were a lot of like the coal miners and all of that, so they were like lower class.
Super blue. So that's your south is north.
So like I'm, for example, putting on a bit more of a royal pronunciation, an RP accent, just because Americans understand me more when I speak like this.
Mm-hmm.
Well, normally like I'm from London, Charmaine, so like I've got a bit more of a Cockney geezer accent.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean there is proper strong cockney.
Geezer.
Well.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, geezer means like a lad, like a dude.
So when geezer butler so from like Black Sabbath.
Here it's like old geezer.
He's an old man, yeah.
He's an old man.
Yeah, 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 right.
But there it's just any dude.
It's like, yeah, proper geezer. A bloke. Mate. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Proper lovely geezer.
You're lovely a proper geezer lovely geezer.
Yeah. That's pretty great.
Y'all talk funny over there, man. Y'all talk real funny. What the hell is that all about? That's what I mean. When I moved from Maine to Georgia as a kid, and I remember getting into math class, and there's like kind of there's several brands of Southern accent, but where I grew up in Georgia, there was the fast and the slow, basically. And I had a math,
which is like a prequel to the Fast and Furious.
Exactly. Right. That's 100% right.
Stupid joke. That's, sorry.
No, it wasn't a joke.
Just delete
it, was the truth.
Actually, from your minds, everyone.
But the math teacher, I remember, she would like. She's like, oh, Henry, there's that two man of mine was one of them. But she had like a fucking auctioneer voice and wow. A super redneck. I failed that math class because I never understood a fucking word she said. And she also had the Ten Commandments pinned up in our public school classroom.
Yikes.
Well, it helps you to count to 10.
Well.
I still don't think most of them could in that class.
One. Thou shalt not kill. And then it just goes up to 10.
Yeah.
Right.
It's great. Great way of
that's why they call them the Ten Commandments, because they go up to 10.
Oh, I knew.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm learning so much today.
Why is the commandments part? Oh, is it like because it tells us what to do?
Yeah, they're commanding.
Oh.
They're commandments.
Why don't they just call them commands?
Because that wouldn't be the right word.
Yeah, why can't it just be, and instead of on a big stone slab, can't it just be on a, like in a leaflet? You know,
just 10 commands.
10 steps to being a nice dude.
Yeah, it
don't
should be like a nice BuzzFeed article. You know what I mean? 10 ways to get in good
top
with God.
10 commandments.
Yeah.
Basically, that's what.
Don't kill.
That was the original BuzzFeed article.
You know, like. The 10 commandments?
You know, and so
top
it was like.
10 things to get in good with God.
And it's like, thou shalt not kill, and then a picture of someone killing, like looking towards the camera. You know, thou shalt not fuck the ox, and it's just an ox going, oh, and it's just like a gif. But that was the original BuzzFeed
article. BuzzFeed article, the Ten Commandments.
That's great. I didn't know that.
What's that?
I'm just pretending that I'm. That's cool. I didn't know that the commandments were the first BuzzFeed article. Wow.
Right. The next thing I hate is you, Brian.
As much as I hate me. You want to have a hate off? Who hates me more, you or me? Guarantee you it's me.
I guarantee it's you, yeah.
That's like Tyson fighting a baby.
Are you calling Eric Tyson?
No, I'm Tyson.
Oh.
But we both bite ears.
Yeah.
But I do it in a nice cute way because I haven't got teeth yet.
Yeah, it's more of a nibble.
Getting gummed to death.
Yeah. Another thing that I don't like. I think I've gotten over it, but it's dolls. Right? I was terrified of dolls, but I'm talking about like phobia of dolls.
Really?
Oh, yeah, I thought about the doll. I thought you were talking about welfare.
Oh no! Dolls. Yeah, no. I've never been on that. Thank you very much. I work very hard for my money. how dare you insult me? No, I used to be terrified of dolls because my mom
like
was
all of them, like baby dolls,
not like Barbie
ceramic
ones.
Dolls, Barbie dolls,
but like
which
Chucky
ones?
Sized ones, like Child's Play.
How do you feel about Dolly Parton?
I'm fine with her.
Okay,
she's not wronged me. In fact, she's added God. To my life with her beautiful music.
Her big beautiful amusement park.
So like baby dolls.
Yeah, like.
Like the, like, look, this like is like a really big baby.
Dolls.
Yeah.
Basically a doll that could hold a
like
knife.
Like a Cabbage Patch doll.
Knife.
You know, any doll that could kill me, basically. And that's because my mom was 15 when she got pregnant with me. I slapped. And I can say she's my mom. She's really I still love her. Like, she's utterly brilliant. Having a young mom's ace, but at the time, what an idiot.
Yeah.
Right? Because she essentially, like, she was a kid. I mean, I'm 30. If I have a kid now, I'm like, oh, shit.
Right.
You know, so imagine a 15-year-old. And so she watched the movie Child's Play with me when I was, like, 6, 7. The doll coming to life and murdering everyone.
Yeah.
You know, Chucky. And so I was sort of scared with it. And instead of going, oh, I shouldn't have let him watch the horror movies or whatever, she let me watch another one. And then she hid under my bed with a doll and a knife.
Oh, no.
Right? And just terrified. I mean, she's
an older
utterly,
sister.
Yeah, she, well, that's the thing. She is an older sister. Like, I've always treated my mom like a sister. And so.
You mean like a black lady?
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sister with an AH at the end.
A sister?
Always sassing me. And so, yeah, she did that. So I was fucking terrified. I was utterly, utterly terrified of dolls. And so I used to like, so my mom had two sisters, and they had like, when they grew up, all the dolls went into this one room, and it was the guest room, and it was my room. And so I never used to stay there when we visited my grandma for summer and stuff. Never used to stay there. One day she asked me to go up, get something. I went to get it. I propped the door open with a chair as well because I was terrified it would slam shut, you know, like in horror movies.
Right.
So I slammed
you're
open.
Stuck in there.
I was terrified, utterly terrified. I then left, and then I was at the top of the stairs, and I thought, what's the worst thing that could happen right now? And my head just went, oh, the doll's behind you. And I looked behind me, and obviously there was nothing there. Like, I'm not deluded. And genuinely, there was one there. Mm. But no, but I was so terrified that I could see the doll. Right, in that, like, I could imagine a doll at the end of the corridor.
Oh, of course.
And then I was like, what's the worst thing that could happen now? It would run after me. And it did. And so I fucking ran down the stairs, fell over, like, hurt myself. And it was genuinely terrified. Now, the reason I'm happy to share with you this was how I got over it. It was during my, masturbation days. When I first learned how to like masturbate, I don't know like about you, Brian, but as a young chap, I used to just, you know, Louis C.K. does jokes about it and stuff like that. You just rub your dick on everything.
Oh yeah, when he hit really hit home when he said press between the refrigerator magnets, like close it in the door a little bit.
No. Right. Like mine was pillows.
Wait, you close the door, but like when you're closing the fridge.
Yeah, yeah, you just leave your.
Oh. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because it's like got a little soft. Soft patch. But mine was pillows, and then I walked into that room.
Oh,
one
I fucked a pillow when I was a little kid.
Oh yeah?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh nice.
Like pillow fuckers.
Hey,
it feels soft, good.
Yeah. It sounds like a nice insult. Fucking pillow fuckers.
Yeah, that's quite nice. And yeah, the day I got over all my fears was when I walked into that room one day and I went, I fucked every single one of those dolls.
Really?
It got real cathartic. I even fucked teddy bears and they had nothing to do with it.
Like, they were just innocent bystanders.
it was a disgusting day. But but I'm still now, I go, I don't
so
like
them. So you raped a room full of dolls and that's how you got over your fear.
You fucked them.
Were they,
did you come on every one of them?
All of them.
You came on all of them?
All of them. And now I'm like, oh shit, how? Because I was young and so I didn't know, like you know, left stains.
Mm-hmm.
And all of the dolls.
Oh, they all got
stained with cum.
Yeah, yeah, big time. Fuck them all.
Wow. There's a room in your grandmother's house that's full of your boy cum.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, but then most rooms.
Most rooms of the world are filled with Eric's.
That's why
cum.
We do this podcast in my house because you're not inviting me in your house. Hey, can you guys just give me 5 minutes? I'm good.
It's just not enough of my cum in here for me to be comfortable.
You know when you said you came in and you went, it smells nice in here. And I was like, thank you. Thank you very much.
His cum smells like freshly brewed rose tea. Dude, wait, okay, so where on them do you... I love this image of you just coming on all these dolls. It's
thank
like
you.
I,
it's
you're a like
beautiful
a role
image.
Model. You're a fucking role model to me. Like that's one of the I
guess that is one way to get over a fear is to fuck it, right?
Dude, imagine
that's
my,
how all
how
trauma
I got
is processed.
Imagine how I got over my fear of dogs. It was a bad one.
You were scared of dogs too?
No, I wasn't, but I just made a joke about how
do you think
I would have had to fuck them.
Yeah, you would have had to fuck a dog.
Do you think your family caught on and they were just like, they just didn't know what to do because it was all girls?
Wait,
like it's like a grandma, two sisters, and a mom?
Yeah, it's like great-grandma, grandma, my
it's
mom,
all women.
And her two sisters. So I just grew up with women.
And they're just like, I don't know, he's coming on everything, but like, is that what they do? I have no idea.
Wait, so it was like sessions, or you just came on all of them all at once?
Oh, no, sessions.
Oh, come on.
I'd come back.
I don't know. He's a little boy.
I'd come back and I'd lock them in. See, like before I felt locked in, but now I was like, I'll see you guys later.
Were you coming in French?
I'd be
That's French coming. We'll overdub it and for the podcast.
Melted brie comes out instead. Yeah. Oh god, that's disgusting.
His baguettes.
Carmen, would you like that? Would you prefer melted brie or just the regular semen in your mouth? If you had to choose.
Well, I think
Brian, same thing goes with you, actually.
I think I was about to get offended. I like cheese.
Hey, buddy. I'd suck your dick for some cheese.
I do enjoy cheese, but for swallowing, I think it'd be easier that it's if it's liquid. You know? Right.
I hate the word swallowing so much.
Swallow?
Every time I hear it, I want to throw
swallow.
Up.
Swallow.
Oh, dude, one day, like...
This it's like you're moist for, like, chicks. Chicks don't like the word moist.
Oh, yeah, I love the word moist.
Moist. Yeah, moist is good.
Makes me think it makes me think of well-made moist. Cake.
Yeah, I was going to say brownies, yeah. Mm.
I had some well-made cake last night. It was so fucking good. So you're coming in French all over these dolls.
Yeah, and I'm just...
But the thing is, it must have taken you, like, a month to plow through this.
Yeah, I was there for like the summer holidays. So I had my time, and I went back. I went back for a few. I think some of them just had it once. They didn't cause me as much pain when I was young. But
so
there was a couple that was like they're the leaders.
Wow,
I fucked the leaders more. Yeah, but at the time it wasn't like, oh, this is a cathartic thing, right? Like
no, but I'm just
at
saying
the time I was just a horny teenager, just fucking
just
everything.
Coming on dolls.
And then I found all these comfortable dolls, and I was like, yeah, I'll fuck all those dolls, right? Because ultimately, as well, it's human shape, and so maybe I was like, oh, pillow's nice, the pillow's great, but I've never seen any humans pillow shaped. I've seen dolls human shaped.
Yeah,
that makes sense.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But now in hindsight, I was like, oh yeah, since then I was never scared of dolls.
You're just gonna fuck them.
That's how, that's just, is that how you process all your fears? You just come on them, all your fears? You're scared of death.
Have
you ever come on an urn? Or have you ever come on a tombstone? Because you're scared of dying, right? We were just talking about
this. Yeah, but it's not the urn's fault or the person inside.
So what do you come on, a hospital?
You can't. The thing.
A tumor?
You can't come on death.
You could come on a coffin.
If we could figure out a way for you to come on death.
It's representative, though. Like, yeah, those dolls, like, those dolls were, like, literally incapable of killing you.
Yeah, but
you still came
dolls,
on the ducks.
Yeah, but also, those dolls weren't necessarily representation. They were the dolls of my nightmares from when I was young.
So what we do is we get you a Grim Reaper doll, and you just come all over it.
Yeah, but it's also not Grim Reaper. It's not.
It's too abstract.
It's frustrating because I got over the fear of dolls as a whole. Right, but also those particular dolls were the
right.
Were the ones called
Prince. You need to come when you almost die. You need to almost die and come when you almost die.
But then don't you get that release? DMT is it? DMT that gets released, and that would be better than coming. So I wouldn't need to.
Yeah, you just fucking shit yourself. Everything comes out.
But if you can die during sex, and not feel pain, but just feel this euphoria.
I mean, I've always wanted to die mid-climax. I think that'd be great. That's the best way to go out.
Yeah.
As long as your face doesn't stay all fucking weird, you know?
You know, this is going to challenge me for weeks. I'm going to figure out a way for you to come on the abstract concept of dying and death.
Because, like, I couldn't do it on a corpse because it's not the corpse.
It's not the corpse. No, I know exactly what it's...
I don't
I'll
think
figure it out.
I mean,
the thing is that the fear is not a phobia. I'm not crippled by this fear. Well, I was I used to be crippled by the fear.
Do you
of
have
dogs.
Any crippling fears right now?
Not anymore.
None.
No. Now I'm pretty happy.
Your career.
I mean, I don't like.
Are you worried about
things.
Your career not working out? What about your career? Is that a crippling fear?
No, I like it. I love it, and I still get to come. You know, I get to come in different countries.
Yeah.
You know, I did Johannesburg Festival. I came in that hotel. I tell you, more than once a day. Why am I telling you all this?
No, this is all very interesting.
It's a come heavy podcast.
Yeah,
all.
This isn't sexual. I mean, this is interesting to me. Yeah, I think that is one of the funniest things I've heard in a long time.
What's that?
You coming on all the dolls. I think that's so fucking funny.
Yeah.
I love that story.
It's hard.
You should make a children's book out of that story.
It's got good children's vibes, hasn't it?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's really weird because like I told this story before to someone else and they were like, but those dolls are kids. And I was like, well,
so were you?
But you were
right,
a kid,
but I was like an
not...
older kid, let's say, right? While like dolls are like maybe 8, 9 or whatever. But then I was like, I was 7 or 6. I was younger than them when they started scaring me, right? And then all of a sudden I'm older than them. And then I'm like, but those dolls were actually made in the 70s or whatever. So actually, they're really old. So they're the pedophiles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so many questions.
Yeah.
I think sometimes people like, I don't like when people try to dive in on some like try to make things that they aren't.
Right.
Like you were just literally a little kid
It's coming.
Yeah, yeah,
it's
but
just coming. Yeah.
Yeah, but as a comedian, I'm like, okay, how could you even expand on it further? No, as a kid, literally just coming.
Yeah.
As an adult, realizing, oh.
You were conquering something.
I was conquering something. Mm-hmm. And as a comedian, which I'm going, but how old were they? Who's the pedophile?
Welcome to another week of Who's the Pedophile?
Thank you for saying it in a British accent. I appreciate it. So there we go. That's what I don't like.
Coming on dolls, man. I'm not going to lie. I think I don't like that.
I love it. I love it. I don't think I've ever come on a doll. I remember one time my friend had a Toy Story blanket that he jerked off into. He was always telling me about it. Like, it just was his jerk off blanket. It was like a bed sheet.
Right.
And he told me one time he came home from school and his sister was home sick with a fever and her mom had grabbed the Toy Story blanket and wrapped it around his sister.
Oh, no.
His cum covered Toy Story. Like, she had just grabbed, because she was throwing up in the bathroom, and she just ran into Chris's room, grabbed his sheet, and wrapped it around her. And he came in, and he said he just started laughing and laughing.
I tell you what, you were saying, no, sorry, I don't like it about the coming on dolls. But here's a question to you, right? Mm. So men want to have sex with women, unless they're gay, right? And they've got there's those fleshlights that exist. You know, where you just essentially, it's like a pocket vagina.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now most men, I don't know anyone that's used that. However, I know
there's a ton of comedians that have used men.
You seriously, the cleaning process alone just makes me not want one.
It's gross, right? But I know some men that have sex with a whole sex doll, right?
I heard Drew Carey's into that.
Right? It's just more interesting because it's a human. Like a fleshlight, it's just weird. It's like a weird pocket thing. It's weird. But a whole sex doll, great. Now, same thing with women. Women have dildos, right? So that's essentially your equivalent of a whole doll, because you could have a whole doll, but do you need a whole doll? Would you fuck a dildo that's attached to a whole doll?
No,
so you use a dildo.
Not me, probably not. I wouldn't. Yeah, I wouldn't. Like, it just seems like a lot of work too. Right. I got to keep a thing around. I mean, but I think they have them. I mean, I went to this sex shop in Japan, and they have shit like that.
Oh yeah.
But it's like but that's just also creepy to me. Like, where it's like, I keep my, he's my real boyfriend. Like, I just always feel like that.
Well, you don't have to go insane.
Yeah, but I know, but like, that's what I have attached to it. You know, if you have a whole nother person,
right?
Oh, like if you have a human with a doll, like, it's, to me, would be that would be creepy.
That is quite creepy. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, but I also
this is my grown up doll that I fuck. Like, that just sounds insane already.
Have you seen Lars and the Real Girl?
No.
With Ryan Gosling.
Mm-hmm.
And he plays this quite awkward guy who orders a doll, and the doll becomes his girlfriend. And it's genuinely like a great, sweet film.
It seems cleaner if you're like going to use the dick-based one, because you're either a dude getting fucked in the ass or you're like a girl.
How does the doll fuck you in the ass?
You just back into it, probably. I bet those dolls are made more, because men are just usually creepier, like regular dudes.
Yes.
And like,
I'm pretty creepy.
I'm not saying that I don't live in a binary world. I'm just saying most of the creeps are usually dudes.
Mm-hmm.
And so I bet that the money that I bet if I looked up fuck dolls, I bet they're based in a way that you can like ream your ass with it. Like, you can like back into it, because I bet that's more where the money is going to.
Huh.
That's fact. I don't know why I keep saying I bet. It's definitely fact.
Yeah, is it?
It's definitely fact.
Yeah.
I
don't know. The market for the old female dolls is doing really well. Like, there's the Japanese company that makes them like so realistic that it feels like a real person. Ugh. Which is why, yeah, but you go, oh, but there are people out there that are so socially awkward that, and they just want to feel contact with a human body, and but they're just too
Why don't they
awkward.
Just hire a prostitute, though?
That's quite awkward. Like, a lot of people would be quite awkward with it. Like, if you go outside of America, Americans are insanely used to strip clubs. Like, it's a normal thing, and it is a normal thing, right? There's no shame in that, but it's just like, everyone does it. Oh, it's a Tuesday. Let's go to the strip club.
Is that how we are?
I'm just telling you.
Well, you got to know that Eric's context for America is Los Angeles comedians, though.
No. But like, there seems to be more of an accepted thing. Well,
yeah, you're right. You're
back
right.
Back in Europe or anywhere else, it's not. And so, like, hey, you, in America, maybe you're more comfortable with like, hey, just fucking prostitute, let's do it. Well, maybe I don't know. I know that in Hamburg,
I
feel like in Spain and stuff, like prostitution was way cooler than it was here.
What do you mean by that?
Well,
I mean,
you've got like Amsterdam's red light district and stuff like that, so you do have all that. But I'm talking about like awkward people, like really awkward, shy people. I don't think that would even cross their minds in Europe.
But isn't that supposed to like force them to evolve and be less awkward and weird?
Well, no, because they still get their they still get their human satisfaction with a doll. They're not hurting anyone with a doll.
They're not hurting anyone. But why? First of all, what makes them that they're going to hurt somebody just because they're shy and awkward? Second. That should make them evolve. If you can't fuck, like that to me just seems like an animalistic thing. Like if you can't fuck, then you're gonna get phased out type shit. You know
right,
what I mean?
Right.
So this making dolls is just enabling fucking pussy ass behavior and them not being
but
able
they're
to
still
like,
not procreating, so you're still getting phased out.
Right. But so then what happens? Then like they never find a female, like a human female.
Yeah,
they
so
never try.
Still,
like, there's no
yeah, but then
evolution.
You're, but then
is still
you're suggesting
happening.
That purpose in one's purpose in life is to reproduce. When it used to be, but now there's 7 billion people on Earth. Someone's purpose can change. You know, biologically, your purpose, both of us, both genders, are to reproduce.
Mm-hmm.
But now, like, fuck it, you don't have to have kids to have a meaningful life. And so maybe they don't give a shit about reproducing. Maybe they're out doing.
It's
some
not
science.
Even about reproducing though. But it's about like that's. Having another, like another person, like a relationship, interpersonal relationships.
Well, but then, okay, so let's say if you were to watch Lars and the Real Girl, which I would recommend you both watch it because it's great, and listeners, it explains exactly why people would maybe have a doll rather than a real human person.
How many ghosts do you have in
Jesus
your house?
Christ.
Dude, I definitely think my purpose is to make people laugh and feel good and give them an hour of distraction on a Friday night. I think that's my purpose.
But of course your rider in a green room is a sex doll.
No, but for real, do you think they make this is an obvious leap to this fucking conversation, but do you think they make kid dolls to curb pedophiles? Does that happen anywhere? Thailand, they do that? What do you believe?
I mean, you're
that
looking
that could
at me
work?
Like I'm aware of that market.
Yeah, I figured you would know.
I don't know, but like there was an interesting documentary with Louis Theroux about pedophiles in Los Angeles and how like there are areas where they go and live, but they've chosen to go there to keep themselves away from normal people because they're aware of their problem, but it's in them and they don't know how to change it, and they go, I feel sick of myself, but this is who I am. And so they go away, and I think that those areas are heavily
full of playgrounds.
No, the opposite. They have people making sure that they don't do these sorts of things.
Right.
But then, yeah, if there was a kid doll, would that? Well, no, because it would feed into the behavior. It would
That's
feed
what
into
I'm
the
thinking.
Fact, while I think like a sex doll, like a human sex doll, like of age, if you had sex with them. It could give you the confidence to have sex with real people.
You
like
think
Carmen
so?
Was saying, like shy people.
Yeah.
They could use the dolls to get the confidence to get the next up.
Oh, so it's like a stepping stone. Okay, I see.
I don't agree with that though, because there's zero conversation involved with a real doll.
It's still physical though. It's still doing the act of it. So, like the rhythm, the dancing. Like if you go out dancing and you've got like the Macarena, right? You don't just go out and guess what the Macarena's moves are. You look on the internet and then you learn it and you do it at home maybe a couple of times, then you just do it. Like, boom, look how confident I am with my Macarena.
All that is sex.
What a weird.
Get to the point where you're fucking. And
yeah, they're still not learning the social stuff.
Yeah,
the
you're
social
not learning
aspect
how to go
it.
Out and like capture, you know? Or, I mean, that's not how I look at it.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that you said you're not in a binary world. Right.
None of us
everyone's,
are.
Right, but everyone's brains are so different that you can't imagine how someone else might think or feel and be. Interact around social things, and you might go, oh, I sort of understand how you feel, but you don't know how it feels. And so what I'm saying is there are people out there that probably don't have that ability.
No, but what I'm saying is if you get a real sex doll and you take it home, you can't, you're a socially awkward individual and you can't find a sexual partner, fucking a sex doll isn't gonna help you it's only going to help you with the act of sex, not with meeting a live human who you have to engage with.
Oh, I know what you mean. What I'm saying is maybe they've got the confidence to talk to them, but they don't have the confidence to close the deal.
Oh.
So once you close a deal, doing the whole sex dance with someone else is terrifying. I mean, when I was young, I was fucking terrified of...
No, I know. I used to respond to sex ads on Craigslist.
Really?
Because I was insecure about sex and I was like really uncomfortable and shit. And also I grew up as a punk.
Right.
And so like I was friends with everybody I would possibly date. They all know each other. It's a very like insular world.
Right.
So like I didn't want them talking about me and like whether or not I sucked at it or whatever.
Right.
And so, like, I would go, I mean, but they were, like, real life people. But I would respond to ads on Craigslist and drive to Atlanta from Athens for an hour to go be with, like, an old-ass lady.
And then you say people with dolls are weird.
I don't know if I ever said they were weird, and I don't think I've ever said I wasn't weird.
No, we'll edit. We'll edit in a way that Carmen will edit it in such a way that you did say it.
I don't like the guy who's came on all his grandma's dolls. It's trying to make me feel like I'm a creep for consensually fucking
old ladies.
Old ladies.
What else don't you like?
Well, we were talking about Lars and the Real Girl, the movies. I hate when people interrupt movies.
I don't think anybody really enjoys that.
No, but some people are happy to still talk during. And there's loads of different ways of interrupting, so it doesn't necessarily have to be talking. It's like, for example, if I'm watching a movie and then someone surprises me at home and goes, "Hey, I've brought a few beers," then I'm like, "I don't want you here. I need to finish my half an hour film."
Yeah.
And so now I'm like, can I watch this half an hour film with you there not talking? Or now do I have to be sociable and talk to you, which I do want to do, but... For fuck's sake.
And
so, and then when they finally leave, I can watch the other half an hour, but then it's not the same.
Do you have a pop-in style life? Like, do people pop in here?
Yeah, that seems like a, you know, usually a call before, unless you're one of those people that's like,
well, the person
come
like
over
came,
whenever you want.
No, like, people do pop in, which is quite nice. I quite like it. But just like, because I love movies, right? And so the way the movie is made, an hour and a half long, 2 hours, whatever it is, it's created in the way that the director wants you to know the story, right? So if it stops, even for 5 minutes, whatever tension was built or whatever stops. It's like if you had an incredible joke and the punchline's still great, but halfway through, right?
There was an interruption.
Halfway through, you have to stop. You literally just have to stop for 10 minutes and then go back in. That's what I hate. And so sometimes you'll be like near the TV and you'll be watching this film. It'll be great. And then stop.
Suspense.
And then you go back into it and you're like, well, I have no tension now.
Yeah.
You know, like music, the way music is used, it makes you feel something.
I know.
It
I was about to
biologically
to this
does
music.
Something. And if that stops and then you rewatch it, you don't have that buildup in your body.
Right.
And so it doesn't necessarily have to be people talking during a film, even though
kind of interruption.
Any interruption, it hurts me. I feel like in pain. I'm like, shit.
I hate it when people listen to albums, full albums on shuffle.
It's almost like movie blue balls for you.
Yeah, it totally is that.
Huh.
Movie blue balls. And I know exactly what you mean, Brian.
Because it was like the artist, because I've put out albums. Like, I know how, and like, people think really hard how these songs go together. And you make a
set list.
Yeah, yeah, a set list. You make a track list. And there's a reason for it. And so when you put an album on shuffle, oh, that's why I love albums and tapes, because you can't do that. You can, but it's a bigger pain in the ass.
The only movie in shuffle that works is Pulp Fiction and Memento. those are the only ones where the story's not told at the same time.
Whoa, that'd be cool. Can you do that? Are there
DVD Well, obviously, it's no, but obviously those two movies are created in such a way that they're done.
I would love
for
to watch
reason.
Those movies on shuffle.
But like, imagine Titanic on shuffle.
What the fuck? Why is the boat sinking?
Why are they now getting on it? Yeah.
We reenacted the Titanic. Eric runs a show called Comedian Cinema Club at Nerd Melt. It's a very fun show.
And it's here in Los Angeles, in case people are not in Los Angeles.
No, it's not in Los Angeles. It's also in London. It's also in
Brighton.
Well, you just said it's at Meltdown, which is Los Angeles.
But I was excited to say how worldly this fucking show has become.
Yeah, it's really fun. It's going to Edinburgh, like festivals and stuff now, and hopefully Montreal should be good.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, I'm pretty excited.
That's fucking so cool, because there's like, I just, Eric kind of gave me the reins to take the show to a festival in Salt Lake City. So I did one in Utah. So what, you got Utah, Brighton, Edinburgh, London, LA. This is all your show.
Yeah, yeah, it's good fun. And it's a podcast
and
as well.
And it's so fun.
Spreading your seed.
It's like fun. And Carmen's
dolls.
Doing it, next one.
I am.
Doing Aladdin.
Yeah,
we're
it's going to be
doing
great.
Aladdin. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be great.
So you have a thing about having to spread your seed all over the place. You have to come on.
Oh,
dolls.
So it's not just come. So it's like, it's a metaphor.
You're just conquering the world. Not only like you're conquering the world of Comedian Cinema Club, like you conquered those poor little dolls.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess the world is my doll.
I just want to fuck it.
Actually, Eric's one of the few guests that I kind of know. We're friends.
Yeah,
I consider Eric a friend, and
like a real friend, or like
a real friend.
Like we hang out, but it's still a relatively new relationship.
Yeah, but I would more than happily hang out with nothing. I'm ignoring that with nothing. Like we wouldn't have to get work done to hang out. Like a lot of comedian friends I hang out with, it's like relative to getting work done, or that's the context. But like I've thought, and I told you this before we started recording, I thought the minute I met you, I was like, this dude would be a fucking dictator, like a brutal, brutal dictator.
Oh, yeah. Let's not talk about it. Yeah. I would destroy the world equally. I'd use equal
He's
rights.
A fair dictator.
The benevolent dictator.
One example.
Everybody says they'd be a benevolent dictator.
One example is no, sir, I don't like it. This is my, another one. Creationist. And if you're a listener and you're a creationist, right, do what you want, right? But just, that's my peeve. And I've met a few who are really lovely. There's no, meanness in their heart or whatever. But then if I show them facts, and not, show them facts on the internet where it could be fake, or, in a book. Hey, books are written by people. You don't know if these are facts, right? I'll show them facts using my own body or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, no. No, not possible. I can't even imagine that. I'm like,
do you know they have creationist amusement parks in America?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to go to them because they sound hilarious.
See, I was on the fence about that because I wanted to go to make fun of it, but then I also don't want to give them money either.
Yeah, but they've got plenty of money. I mean, the fact that, what is it? I can't remember the statistic I read, but 75% of schools in southern states teach creationism, right?
Yeah.
They've got money. Your extra $10 is going to make no difference. They've got the cash. To keep people, no offense, dumb. Because religion, I'm fine with. Like, I don't have a problem with any religion in that, if it's about love, like the Ten Commandments, if it's all about, being a good person, and you don't need religion to be a good person, may I add, but if you use religion to be good, right, fucking sweet. Right? You think that there's something else after death and stuff, lucky. I believe there's nothing, which is awful and scary. But, great. The creation. I mean, the fact that the 24th of October 2016, right, I think it was, 2015, the Pope, the current Pope, said, guys, we need to get on board evolution and the Big Bang Theory. Now, the Big Bang Theory is just one possible theory of quite a lot of possible theories. Scientists don't know, but that's what's great about science. They go, oh, I'm not too sure, I'll keep asking questions. While creationists are stuck in a barbaric time where they go, oh, so God made man first. Remember that the man came first and the woman was made out of a rib as a plaything, right? Then the woman fucked it up with her bloody bosomly apples, right? I mean, they think that Adam and Eve is real, right? If Adam and Eve is real, we would all be genetically messed up because we'd all be inbred, right? Well, we do come from a small amount of people, but then you look at, I mean, I'm big into paleoanthropology, right? I fucking love the history of humans and where we come from and stuff. And we do originate from East Africa, we think, currently, with the evidence that we have, and it's, spread around the world and different pockets of different homo genus created themselves, and then they fucked each other and stuff. So like, I, for example, have 3.6% Neanderthal in me. If you touch the back of my head, I have a bulge. That's a Neanderthal skull, right? Because Homo Neanderthals and Homo sapiens lived at the same sort of time, but in different areas. But when their territories, like, sort of mixed, not only did they obviously kill each other, but some of them was like Romeo and Juliet, and they would actually fuck each other. Boom, you got a Homo sapien Neanderthal baby, right? So you just need to go into your DNA to see that it can't be Adam and Eve. And right. That's just the Adam and Eve thing. I mean, the whole fossils. Bill Hicks does a great bit.
Yeah, we hang out with the dinosaurs and all of that. And that's what basically what the Creationism Museum is look, we're here with the dinosaurs. We could pet them.
Dumb, right? And dumb. And if you're dumb and then you're willing to learn, I love you. Because if you don't know, that's not your fault. I sometimes go, okay, you could pick up and read a book and stuff. I've got a friend who was hardcore Muslim. I can't say her name. But like, she was hardcore Muslim and went to university to learn about genetics to prove like her family right about the fact that, you know, we all come from one God and stuff like that. Months into the thing, she was like, what the fuck is this? She's now hardcore atheist and a paleoanthropologist that travels the world and stuff like that, doing courses and like searching for bones and caves. And it's fucking incredible. You do basic
because
learning.
Because she wasn't afraid to keep asking. She wasn't just like, oh, well, I believe this, so this is all wrong.
And you can believe in a God and still progress your knowledge. This is the thing. I'm all up for that. But the creationists, I really have a problem with. You're just stuck in this. You're dumb. Like the flat earthers. Dumb as fuck.
Oh, man.
Just, I mean, all you need to do is get on a plane. I mean, when I was... I was so interested in paleoanthropology that I went to Kenya and I climbed Mount Kenya and stuff like that, right? And just to be there, just to see what it was like 2.4 million years ago or whatever. And I was on top of the mountain. You see a curve. I mean, I
don't
fucking
even like...
hate dumb people who choose to ignore facts. If you're dumb and then you learn, I love you. If you choose to...
I don't like to get it. I don't even like to... Whenever anybody starts proving... flat earthers wrong, I'm like, don't even engage with it. I got cornered at the Comedy Store. There's some fucking comic who's a flat earther, and he comes at you in this way where he pretends he's kidding, but then with about 4 minutes in the conversation, you realize he really believes this shit.
Right.
And I was like, I walked away because I was like, I refuse to even engage, because even debating you validates something about you, but it's so stupid. I refuse to even engage.
I mean, you're right, because what else are you supposed to do apart from just go, you're an idiot?
Yeah.
Just look, use your eyes to look. Like the fact that Christopher Columbus would see the ship sail over the horizon, he knew that there was something further, right? He saw the ship leave the country that he was in, right? Portugal?
Spain. He was financed by... He's Italian, okay, cool. Financed by Spain.
But he would look at like a ship leaving and see it go over the horizon, right? And it's not like Pirates of the Caribbean where you fucking reach an end. You know, he was like, oh shit, it's going around something. And he explored, boom, you got America. I mean, you literally live in a country that's created because someone was like, this is not a flat earth. You exactly. Fucking dumb pieces of shit. If you listen to me, oh, you're an idiot. Yeah, so that's why I'm a dictator, because I would just get rid of them.
That's
be like,
fine.
Are you willing to learn? No? You're keeping us behind, man. Like, the fact that a whole room of white men are currently in the White House and are deciding what women can do with their bodies based on essentially religion. I mean, if you used actual science, you know that it would help the woman's health and all of that. I mean, back me up, Carmen, but like, that's religion. That is dumb fucking ass religions, i.e. Mike Pence,
well,
who
I mean,
is a creationist.
If you can't, you can't like read that book and not realize that it was, I mean, it was like, what they're basing all of this on is on a book that was written by a bunch of dudes. Like,
and also at the time, it needed to be done. So I don't have a problem with the Bible, the Quran or anything like that, because those are books that were written at a time where people needed to answer some shit. At the time when an earthquake happened.
But it was also at a time where they were trying to figure out how to control people as well.
Yeah, but it's a mix of like religion helps control people in such a way. But it was also like the fact that we cut foreskins off, right? I've still got my foreskin. The fact that it was cut at the time is because you lived in a fucking desert, right? Right? I know, right?
But I honestly believe that's gross.
I can store.
Wait, what about the desert?
Whoa.
No, wait. I don't want to derail him. What about the desert?
So like it was created at a time when they would cut the foreskin because it created a lot of moisture and stuff, and moisture created disease and stuff. It was just healthier to do it. But like now, you know, people have sinks. You can just clean your penis.
Why do you think it's gross? You had one.
I had one for what, like an hour?
What do you mean an hour? They don't do it like with the second you're born.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just think it's gross. It looks gross. It's too much foreskin upkeep. Yeah.
I mean, there's pros and cons to it. Like, so for example, mine is generally a foreskin penis. It's incredibly sensitive, which is why, like, American men will probably last longer in bed. I even asked my wife and stuff, like, they last longer, right? She was like, yeah, because the tip, you feel nothing.
Yeah, it's
and
desensitized.
So I feel sorry for you that when you touch your own dick, you have to fucking, I don't know what, you're punching it to wake it
some
up?
Some do,
while,
yeah.
Right? While I, all I have to do is just unveil a top, and it's just like essentially a clitoris. It's just
and right there.
You could blow on it, and it feels wonderful. And the fact that yours is like a knuckle, I feel sorry for you, you disgusting freak.
Yeah, but it looks way better.
It does. In all fairness, I do agree. But then all you have to do is just pull the foreskin back.
And it looks the same.
It looks exactly the same, just pinker.
Ugh. Ew, I don't like how you said that.
Pinker.
Just pinker.
Pinker. Ugh,
pinky
throw up.
Pink.
Wait, I have a quick question. Something
I can't believe you didn't. You don't like foreskin. That's really funny.
Yeah, I think it's gross. Oh. Wait. Two things. First question is when you were talking about creationism and you were talking about your Muslim friend, is there like Muslims who? How old does the does a like a?
I don't know as much about it. I mean,
I've always attributed that creation shit exclusively to Christians, and I've never.
The thing is, Muslims like the people that don't know that. I mean, I don't know that much, but a long time ago, Muslims were at the height of their scientific game.
Of course,
right, and so. I don't know what they believe in, but I know that they're pretty scientific people as well.
Yeah, yeah. So, okay.
I say people like the whole 1.6 billion are, but the Muslims were at the top of their game when it came to science.
Right.
And so I don't know.
And then the second thing is, I do think when we were talking about the Bible and you're talking about controlling people, I do think that all those original written religious texts definitely drew some lines and declared like a male supremacy that we're still dealing with to this day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that was one of the main agendas, one of the big agendas of those organized religions was to create a hierarchical society. I don't know if we necessarily needed them. You know, you were saying
but religion. The thing is, religion is a evolutionary thing. Right, so people don't realize that, but at some point, the Homo gene...
So we can evolve past it, too.
The Homo gene became so clever that they started, erectus or whatever,
right.
Started going, who am I? Where am I from?
Right.
And so you need answers. And if you can only make your answers from the rocks and trees around you, and you look up at the stars, and the stars are beautiful, and then all of a sudden there's this one big star that circles the earth, and that's why like so many religions had a sun god and then a night
right.
god and all of that. Because you go, okay, well, there's different things in my life. There's a, like, if you look at earthquakes, they're fucking fascinating, right? Every civilization has an old earthquake story where, like,
right.
an animal that shake below the ground, a big animal or whatever. Like, and now we all know, oh, it's
tectonic plates.
It's chill. But creationists will still go, no, it's a catfish. The big, big old
right.
catfish that lives in lava.
Catfish that lives in the water.
Jesus just had a shiver. Jesus just got out of the shower.
That is one that's like creationists can't argue with the Grand Canyon because I mean there's so
much.
They
can't argue with anything.
That's
no,
the thing. They can.
They will, but they can't. You know what I'm saying?
But that's what I'm saying.
They will
like,
argue with literally anything.
Yeah, they will.
The Grand Canyon is like the conundrum. Like it literally shows you all of time.
Yeah, but because then but the thing is, like I know nothing about geology. I just know that people do know a lot about geology. And so they'll show you all these lines and go, this is how old these things are. Like looking at the rings of a tree,
mm-hmm.
right? I don't know if it's 10 years old or 2,000 years old, right? But I trust that you know your stuff, right? And so, yeah, I need to maybe read more. I shouldn't just maybe trust geologists or whatever. I mean, I don't go around just trusting random geologists. But what I mean is creationists will go, yeah, but someone told you those lines are old.
Ugh,
actually, they're 6,000 years old. That's just tan lines, right?
Right.
And then you'll go, but look at that. If you carbon footprint, I don't know what carbon footprint is, and I don't want to learn. That's the thing. They're not willing to learn to understand.
Dude, Jay-Z said in The Takeover, don't argue with fools because from a distance, you can't tell who's who.
Whoa.
Jay-Z.
That's fucking good.
And that's why I don't engage those motherfuckers.
You're right. No, but you're absolutely right. But there was this one creationist that I did not argue, talk. You can't argue with people as well. You shouldn't, because you should, you should try and understand each other's point of view. I understood that she came from a background where they didn't teach her that, right? So I was trying to, like, help her, and she got really super interested, and she was genuinely asking all the right questions. I was like, oh, amazing, you're starting to think for yourself. I wasn't saying that. I wasn't patronizing. I was just going, yes, fucking great.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the 1 hour conversation, she was like, but no, not really. I just can't. And I was like, ah. Oh.
They taught us creationism in my high school. In the county, I don't know how.
Really?
The
dude, I grew up, I went to school in Florida, and they didn't teach us that.
I don't know how the divisions were drawn, but my school, there was a rule that I don't know if it was state or county, that was, if you're going to teach evolution, you have to teach creationism alongside it. And I had a very lefty teacher who was outspoken about it. Like, I have to teach you this, but she was like, there's no science to back this up. It doesn't belong. She said outright, it doesn't belong in a science class, but I legally am contracted to tell you about what the creationists believe.
Yeah, but the thing is, the way she taught it was probably like so deflated that it didn't go into the kids' minds. Like, the best teachers were always the ones that loved their jobs and were going to learn about this today. It's like, oh shit, I'm going to learn
all these different animals. And why are there mammals that live in the sea? Right. Like, why is the world the way that it is? Yeah.
She probably just took one day to go, God clicked his fingers and then everything was there. Yeah. Anyway, science.
Yeah,
Moved on.
And I remember that to this day because I still threw a fit. It was just to see it in a book, a science book.
Yeah. Right. Do you want to know another one that I hate?
What?
Jobsworth. Jobsworth people. Right. So I don't know if you know what that.
What does
that
mean?
People that really do their jobs properly, but at the sort of wrong level. So I love people that really, like, someone that does their coffee, like, does a really nice cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, you, like Louis C.K., you fucked the shit don't quote out of that coffee. One. Right, but you did you did the shit out of that coffee or whatever, right?
Yeah. And there's definitely an N-word in that bit.
Oh, is it? Oh, yeah. I forgot about
that. But yeah, that's not the part he was talking about.
Yeah, that made the shit out of the coffee.
I love people that do their job properly, right? It's the ones that, like, here's an example. I was at a hotel. I was on tour doing some comedy or whatever. And then I went to the breakfast. And I went to breakfast with without my shoes. Right? I have breakfast in my shoes. It's a hotel. It's a Holiday Inn. Like, don't take yourself too fucking seriously. Right? And I go downstairs and I just, you know, go to the buffet and stuff like that. And then this guy comes up to me and goes, you need shoes for breakfast. I go, I mean, I can eat. Like, you know, I didn't say anything, but in my head I was like, you don't need shoes for breakfast. Like, you just need your mouth and your hands. It's fine. And I was like, no, it's fine. And he was like, no, you legally need to. And I then started getting annoyed because I could see this kid in the corner who didn't have shoes, right? 7-year-old kid or whatever.
You snitched the kid out?
Yeah, totally. I was like, well, I'm a kid. And he's like, he's a kid. And I went, no.
It doesn't matter. It's supposed to be around food. Yeah.
Right? You're going to make me go upstairs to put shoes on. I've just poured milk in my cereal, you fucking dick. Right? You're going to make me... Oh, fuck
so
you,
it's people
mate.
Who get ornery about their jobs that are insignificant.
It doesn't matter. Yeah. Go do another thing.
Where they choose to be a hall monitor.
Right? Yeah. If anything, my feet are getting dirty because of your fucking disgusting floor. Like, I'm gonna go upstairs and have a shower. Just leave me. Like, this is not important. Another one.
I know. Right?
A stage once. I was watching this show. I was watching this comedian. I really wanted to watch them, and I knew them. Like, it wasn't anything bad. It was a small theater, and all the seats were sold out. Right, so I could only watch from like the sort of stage area, like from the side stage where there's like a fire exit.
Right,
and I'm just watching it. And I'm in a corner in the dark. No one can see me. I'm not distracting anything. The stage manager goes, "This is the fire exit. You can't stand it." And in my head, I was like, "Well, not in my head. I said, I promise, if there's a fire, I'll leave." And they were like, "No, you can't stay." And I was like, "Just let me watch my friend do his job, you know. Don't worry, I don't talk like that to people. But in my head, I'm like, mate, if there's a fire, I'm not gonna go, guys, no, I'm in the way now, so everyone has to die and burn. Like, no, like, I'm gonna let everyone through, but I'll probably leave before they can even get up if there's a fire.
Yeah, yeah.
Come on, mate. Like, fuck's sake.
This has been a lifelong issue for me. Is the people working alongside people who take shit way too seriously.
Choose your seriousness.
Yeah.
You know? Like, dude, like, stage manager, shit out of it and go, like, everyone, you got your seats? Everyone okay? Have a great time, everyone. Turn your phones off. Like, if you could do it in a happy way and you love it, you are so good.
Yeah.
If you can get... Oh.
It's like just those people that you always like envision them pushing their glasses up when they, actually, you're not allowed to stand here. Yeah. So I'm going to need you to move. It's always just like, I don't want to do anything. Even if you're right, I don't want to do it now because of how you are.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had a job where I was a teacher, a preschool teacher. And I asked my co-teacher to clock me in, like punch my time card.
Right.
Because I was running late. And she was like, well, you're not here. And I was like, I know, that's why I texted you to punch me in, you fucking. And yeah. She was just like, well, I don't feel comfortable punching you in when you're not here. And I was like, just punch me in.
Yeah.
And she's just like, no. And it became this big stink. And she was like, teaching the class, like before I got there, she started doing the curriculum. And I'm like, and I just walked up and I was like, oh, are you teaching the class with the curriculum that I wrote up in my spare time that I didn't get paid for? You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, yeah. Like I was working off the clock.
Fine,
just
yeah.
Fucking clock
half
me
my
in,
back.
Yeah. Fucking yeah, yeah. Asshole. Like I drew up the whole curriculum. Like, oh, but anyway, I denied her request on Instagram a couple weeks ago.
Very nice.
Did it feel good?
Oh, so good. Yeah. It's like nice. Coming on a raggedy end.
You sometimes need revenge. You know, I got her comeuppance. She knows now.
Yep.
She's like, oh, he did not accept that.
Yeah. I should have just clocked him in.
But yeah. To be honest,
she knows.
Let me tell you what really happened. She requested to follow me on Instagram, and I hit deny. And then I was like, "Why is my Instagram on private?" And then I took it off.
Right. Private.
Now it's public.
So yeah, but she'll be like, "He just did this for me. He waited.
Yeah, yeah.
He waited for me to try and like him.
Then deny. Yeah. And now everybody can.
Now everyone could come. But she knows. Like.
Yeah. Thank you for the reminder that as a comedian who's trying to have a public job, that I know I shouldn't have my Instagram on private.
In all fairness, I thought that was quite weird. I was like, "That's
fine." Yeah. I know. Not anymore. I fixed it. And by a couple weeks ago, I mean about 8 months ago. But fuck her. No, and people who take their job too seriously is ridiculous to me. Right. I don't understand. I get paid $16 an hour for my day job. There's literally nothing that could happen there. That would make me feel like it's important. Nothing. I don't care if two clients are fist fighting. I'm not getting.
But you also have something else. I think sometimes when people don't have anything else, that's, I mean, you want to talk about people's purpose changing. Sometimes they think that their purpose is to instill the structure that they've been given, the assignment. They're worker bees. Like they don't think of anything outside of their job description.
Right, right. But, you know? But that's what I'm saying. Like you can make a really good fucking coffee, mm-hmm. but like, are you going to be really annoying about maybe using the Wi-Fi for more than an hour?
Yeah.
You know, like it's the same thing with the shoes at breakfast.
Yeah.
Just mate, go like, this is not important.
I know, but I think that's what I'm saying. I think some people just strive in that, thrive in that structure where it's like, no, this is the only way it's allowed to be. There's no fluidity. There's no flexibility.
Well, then maybe I'll go back to dumb people then. Think for yourself.
But that's what it's. They're dumb.
I think we understand the psychology of it, but still, fuck them. They're going in the hole. That
for sure.
Dictator.
No, I
Eric
get
Lampard
it.
But I do. Yeah, I do. Like, yeah. It's interesting. Yeah, it's just like they need the rules.
But it might be dumb, is what I'm saying.
Right.
It's like this is what was told to me. This is the only thing that I know that it works. That's
but in,
why
in that
like,
in that specific thing,
mm-hmm.
And don't get me wrong. Like, there's people listening, going, oh, "Does he think he's super smart?" Yeah, absolutely. But, but I'm also dumb as fuck in so many other ways.
Sure.
You know? Like, we're all dumb in some ways. Mm-hmm. But, like, if someone didn't have shoes on, I would be like, have your breakfast. Who cares?
Oh, man, I got to see the dumbest thing I've ever seen in maybe ever last night. So I work for a catering company sometimes.
Right.
And everybody who works is an actor, an actress. And they had to fill out some paperwork for some tax information. So I got to watch about 15 actors have to fill out paperwork. And it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Can I get a new one? I spelled my name wrong.
About 400 requests for whiteout. People asking so much help. And I just walked in and I was like, how many actors does it take to finish with your paperwork? Zero laughter. I laughed my ass off. Walked out just belly laughing at them.
Yeah.
Oh, it was great. Why? I don't understand it, but I work with so many actors. They are literally the dumbest. And it makes sense. It's like, what do you want to do for a living? You want somebody else to write the work, somebody else write the words for you, somebody else to film it, and another guy to tell you how to stand and where to stand. And then
how to say it.
Mm-hmm. And how to say it. You literally just want to follow instructions.
Are they all Americans, though?
No. The captain guy was Australian, and there's a lot of British people. I don't know why. There's a lot of Australian
British
people.
But then that's why. Because the way you do tax is totally different to the way I do it.
No. So we're talking about time in, time out, name printed, name signed.
Yeah, it's date. Not doing their taxes.
Is it a W thing where you have to like check like a box with how many people you're married?
No. So
is that, for example, is
sure, sure. You're talking about a 1099. Now they weren't filling out a 1099 sheet. What it was just a piece of paper where they just had to write their personal information and the hours they worked so they could give to me so I could
basically
bring
like just a timesheet.
Oh. Well, then, like, yeah,
a time card.
Dumb.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it was the dumbest thing I've ever seen. It was hilarious. and they're all gorgeous human beings, like perfect structure, symmetrical. And they just are dumb as a bag of air. It's so funny. I make jokes and they don't get it. And we were talking about comedy and the actors were like, oh, I really like Sebastian Maniscalco or whatever. And Cristalio and Cristalia. And I'm like, yeah, you only like physical comedians because you're a fucking retard and you couldn't get material. So they're like, oh, I like the way the guy moves.
It's really like frustrating. Like, obviously, yeah. There's plenty of beautiful, smart people out there, and there are some ugly, dumb fucks. But like, beautiful people that at school, the ones that were like, you know, 13 to 16 or whatever, they didn't rely. They could just rely on beauty to get everything.
Oh, absolutely.
Right? And so then they're just dumb as shit when they're like 30. Because you're like, oh, now your looks are going away, and you're dumb as fuck, dude.
Your face is right? Falling off your skull.
Well, me, I mean, I barely look okay now. Imagine as a little creepy kid. I was such a creepy kid.
Coming on, dolls. I can't drop it, man. That story is so funny to me, because if you could see the way I picture it in my head, it's like one of those games at a carnival where you shoot the BBs at the targets that pop up.
I always had the
oh yeah, nice.
And he's just coming on it. Yeah, he's coming on every all these random dolls.
It's just like a pump shotgun.
I don't know if you need one more, but I'll quickly tell you this one. Another thing that I don't like is the way my body's made. I can't burp.
What?
I can't burp.
Yeah, this is worth running a couple minutes over.
If I drink beer or Coke or anything that's like gassy, right? Most people would be able to go, right, or whatever comes out, a burp. Essentially, it's called a burp.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
I can't, so I have to force myself to get it out. So I have to essentially put my fingers down my throat for the gas to be able to escape my body. And frustratingly, it then doesn't sound like a burp. It sounds like I'm throwing up. So I used to be so embarrassed by it. I used to leave any social situations to do that. I used to go to the bathroom quite a lot just to do it. And then now I'm like, oh, I don't give a shit. I'm now the age where I'm like, I don't care what you think about me. This is what I have to do now. But then it gets weird because I get weird looks. Like, I'll be in a green room and I'll just put, no!
Yeah, this is not hypothetical. I've seen this in a green room. We're doing a show with Eric and he sounds like a 16-year-old like runway model just trying to get all the salad out.
Oh my
it
God.
Is disgusting.
It's disgusting. And it's really frustrating. I've met one other person who has the exact same problem as me. Just can't burp. And people will be like, have you tried this? And I'm like, no, you don't understand what I'm saying. I can't burp.
Dude, it's the funny. But wait, so I'm picturing you as younger, excusing yourself. Every time you eat and drink, you're excusing yourself going to the bathroom and making vomiting sounds.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever
think you were bulimic?
Yeah, kind of confront you about maybe being, because you're also a rail. You're skinny,
and I'm super frustratingly skinny. I can't gain any weight, and people are like, "Oh, you're so lucky," and I'm like, "No, you don't understand. If I get ill for one day, I get fucking skinny as shit.
Yeah.
Like, I have to constantly eat, and it's super expensive, and so I just don't know what's going on with my mouth. But not only can I burp, I've totally forgot. I didn't let you know this, right? I gag so easily.
Yep.
Really?
You've seen that as well, right?
Uh-huh, I've seen it.
Like, I gag like frustratingly easily in terms of my imagination. Like, if you describe to me like something really gross, I could potentially lose it, but I didn't try. If you start now, if you would start doing it now, I'll just shut down because then I won't allow you to get into my imagination.
Yeah. But like, if it's just out of nowhere, if we're just having a social conversation,
like, brush it, just literally putting the toothbrush in my mouth to like brush my tongue, for example, like, just I'll lose my shit for like ages. My wife does it all the time to me. She'll trigger me. She'll get like, she'll corner me in like the kitchen or something, and then just start saying really gross things, and then I'll be like, blah, blah, blah.
In fact, is that like, how you gag? Blah, blah, blah.
You could be. Bobby, come here.
We're gonna bring on another fourth guest real quick.
My wife is an expert when it comes to that. Like, I was just telling him about the time, like, I gag and like, you know when I gag so easily?
What's something you would tell him to make him gag?
You just make the sound like you're gonna throw up. Like, it's as simple as that.
It's yeah. Wow.
Now this is the one that got us when we were in Paris. So if I describe this in detail, like, he'll throw
Wait,
up.
Wait, Eric, come here and sit down.
So okay,
sit down and listen.
You've been to Paris.
You have to face yes. fears. Okay. You have to Paris come on this gagging thing.
Paris is one of those cities where it rains all the fucking time, and everybody's smoking in the streets. But the one thing I think people don't talk about in Paris, sort of like the piss in New York, is the dog shit. Like, Parisians just let their dogs shit all over Paris, and then it rains. So if you've ever seen dog shit, because I'm a dog trainer, if you've ever seen dog shit that's been rained on, it turns like this brownish yellow, and it sort of like starts to fall apart. And so, like, this chunky, like, yellow mustard looking like dog feces that's like, and you have to like jump over it. So, like,
it's like running down the street, like,
yeah, like,
soft
but
serve.
It's more just like looking at it and knowing like how moist it is, yeah. Like, it's all sopped full of the Parisian. Yeah, like, he'll get sick.
We're watching Eric like fall that. Apart right now.
Eric just is literally struggling. He's like hyper.
All that watery dog shit just drooping down the sidewalk.
Yeah. You're going to be okay?
Hey, Eric, real quick, I want to tell you a story.
The one that you cornered me in the kitchen, though, was when we were described in the porn where there's like a woman, like a, like 10 guys, bukkake. No, because you're gonna make me throw up. When the 10 guys, 10 guys bukkake basically in a pan, and then this woman like makes it into an omelet and then eats it. And
oh yeah,
right. It's a
does that or the cracker? All of them come.
I think
the cracker,
Christian Piper's
seen cracker.
That.
No, this one, like, she'll cook the cum. She'll cook the cum and then eat it. Right, and that one, like, she'll describe it in such a way. No, don't. We've got to finish the podcast. Okay, bye.
Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I was. I think I've even told the story in the podcast. But real quick, one time I was on the Metro Purple line, and there was a man with just a shirt on, no pants, no nothing, just Porky Pig in it, and he was just. He was like, what do you call this? Fetal position? He was like fetal position with his ass out towards the door, and just a river of muddy shit was just pouring out of his asshole. And it smelled.
Actively? Like, you saw it pour?
Yeah,
already happened.
No, I was walking on the train, it was like a fondue fountain of just like liquid fucking homeless shit just pouring out of this guy's asshole. And I was just and then when the smell hit me, it was the worst thing I've ever smelled. And then he stood up with his shitty brown ass and then laid on another seat. It was like fetal position. And when he sat down, I could hear his wet ass make a smacking noise. It was really gross.
Poor thing.
I tried my best.
Okay, well, let's leave on that before we make Eric throw up.
His eyes are watering, but can't hear that.
I know, it's really frustrating because, like, for the podcast, it would have been so good if you actually caught one in the wild. But I also didn't want to fake it for you.
I know.
So
I should have done
better. You can
hear
the difference between a fake.
Yeah.
You know what? That's how I know I'm not there yet as a comedian, because I should have been able to make you gag, and my skills aren't there.
But I stopped myself as well. I still stopped myself.
I know, but I should be so powerful with my words that you can't stop yourself from gagging.
Oh, Jesus.
I said I should. I didn't say.
That should make me gag.
Yeah. And it did.
Thank you. Eric, where can people find out about you?
Just the social medias. Eric Lampere. I've got all of them, guys.
Tell them how to spell Lampere.
L-A-M-P, like a lamp, and then A-E-R, like an aerodrome, at the beginning of an air. And then French people don't say the last letter, so then it's T.
Eric
Jesus,
Lampere.
You made that really dense. Just L-A-M-P-A-E-R-T.
I know, but, oh, yeah.
We don't need the whole history of
I guess they can
how
use,
French
like,
say T's and aerodromes and shit. That was not helpful at all.
I guess not. I forget that they could just look in the description of your podcast.
Right.
Like, because normally I have to explain it, because it's like, Lamp.
I don't think there's a single situation where that helps.
It does.
That explanation.
People sometimes.
So like if he's telling somebody audibly how to say his name, but these people are going to be able to like
just literally copy and paste it, and most people won't. won't care. Yeah. But I do this podcast. So I do Comedian Cinema Club as a podcast where we talk about movies. That's a pretty fun one. And then I do one called Topical Island, which is set on an island. It, basically, if you're a stoner or if you like Monty Python, then it's probably right up your street.
And there's a certain movie we can see you in this summer.
Oh, shit, yeah. Valerian, directed by Luc Besson.
Really?
Yeah. So that's like the guy that did The Fifth Element.
That's my it's my favorite, one of my favorite movies of all time. I'm a huge fan of his.
Oh, I was with him like 2 days ago.
No way!
Yeah, yeah. So I was, because I did the dubbing. So I had to do like, you know, sometimes you do a movie.
Yeah. The ADR or whatever. Yeah, ADR. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I did that, had to do that with him and Cara Delevingne as well. It was weird. It's a big movie, but that's, I've got like a tiny role. Like,
so the role, what? Who gives
but the
a
role's
shit?
Decent. Yeah, yeah, the role's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Pretty fun, yeah.
Well, thanks for coming on the podcast. We really appreciate having you.
Thanks for having me.
I'm sorry,
for
Brian
to my
was
house.
Trying so hard to make you throw up, and I'm sorry you didn't succeed.
I'm sorry,
You'll see it one day, though. You'll see, because it's actually quite easy for it to happen. But just, really, I was actively trying to stop it.
Yeah. No, I could see when she was describing the shit, like you were just wiping your eyes incessantly. You could tell it was,
well,
it was a struggle.
Because like, if I stop myself, then I start crying.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, my body's a mess.
Jesus Christ. Put some weight on. Jesus Christ. Anyway.
Well, thanks for coming on, Eric. We love having you.
Thanks, guys.
Mm-hmm. All right. Bye.
Bye.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
No, sir, I don't like it. No, sir, I don't like it.
What the fuck is the fucking matter? What are you stupid or what?
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.
I don't want your life.
No, sir, I don't like it.